This is about as much as I can do with the birds I have. I guess I don't have the flair for repairing cybernetics I used to have anymore. Then again, I can't exactly compare my means now to back then.
It has been a long time since I have had limitless access to the corporation's limitless resources.
Oh, my my. I think I spoke too soon. Haha, I still got it. Beat Toaster to Toyota. If it has an electromagnetic pulse, I can make it work.
Hello there, Cyber Zombie. Can you tell me your name? I see.
So, no memory, huh? I suppose that makes sense.
Looking at your schematics, I mean,
your x-rays.
Your cerebral cortex that holds long-term memories was damaged whenever you received damage. I wish I could say I can fix it for you.
But I'm a mechanic, not a miracle worker.
For now, how about we call you V? It can stand for
very nearly dead when I found you. You like the name V? Well, that's good.
I'm known around here for many things.
Be it fixing cars,
to fixing cybernetics, to simply giving shelter to new exiles. But one thing I am not
known for is my creative naming schemes for people and things that I repair. Speaking of which, I wasn't quite finished working on your arm.
Give it here. Good, good. Just try not to wiggle your fingers or anything for a minute. We will work.
Splendid. You know?
Now that I think about it, there was this old movie I always liked to watch that had a character named V in it. He came back as if from the dead as well. You two seem to have a lot in common. You wouldn't
also happened to intending to overthrow a totalitarian regime in the hopes it would build a better world for tomorrow, would you? You are? Oh. For the record, the last time someone decided that they wanted to see Arisaka go away, it ended in a nuclear blast, wiping out 3/4 of Night City. But if you are so inclined to get yourself killed, who am I to stop you? I wonder, how much do you know about the corporate wars? That is what I thought. You looked a bit young. Well, let me tell you. Do not get yourself in over your head. The world just barely survived the last corporate war. If there is another, well, I suppose we wouldn't have to worry about the sixth war. Because we would all be nothing but radioactive ash. Come on. Don't look at me like that. I understand how you feel. The corporations are the reason that the world is so fucked up as it is. Mind my language. But you can't just go in there guns blazing and expect to change anything. I mean, who do you think you are? Johnny Silverhand? Johnny. You were just absolutely breathtaking. Of course, when you storm into the headquarters of the single most powerful corporation on planet, it should come to no one's surprise when you are gunned down in a hailstorm of bullets. You know, there are some people who think he's still alive somewhere. Me? Do I think he's still alive somewhere? Oh, if only. But no, he died. I mean, I know he was something of a folk legend. A god amongst men, if you will. But even legends die if you put over 20 rounds of lead from Arisaka mercenaries into them, right? You're trying to tell me what? That the ghost of Johnny Silverhand is coming for you digitally? And that he is the one guiding you on this spiritual journey to genocide the single largest corporation on Earth? Uh-huh, sure. And I am the newly appointed CEO of Militech. You know, for a crazy person, I found half dead in the desert. You are pretty funny. Oof, jeez, you're just falling apart on me, huh? Hang on, hang still. Just sit still, lay your head back. I can't work properly if you keep looking at what I'm doing. You turn your head and every little thing moves in here. And I'm not about to lose a finger just because you want to be nosy. I learned not to let people look around after the first finger. I was really attached to that thing. Huh? Huh? Guess I must have accidentally snipped the wire that powers your sense of humor.
should do it.
Okay, give it a feel. Let me know if you feel like you are about to explore it or anything.
Good? Good.
Now then, going back to what I was saying before you decided you wanted to chuck sparks all over me.
This whole...
I'm possessed by Johnny Silverhand, come back from the cyber grave. Ooh.
That's the funniest and craziest thing I've heard in years.
You ever think about giving up on toppling the world's largest corporation and possibly throw the world into another full collapse of society?
Maybe you could stay here and become a comedian. That face of yours gives nothing away. It's great. You will think about it. That is what I like to hear.
I am glad I dug you out of that scrap heap.
I suppose you will be wanting to move on pretty soon.
Rolling Stone gathers no moss, as they say. Or at least they used to. It's an old idiom. I'm trying to bring stuff like this back into fashion. Not working?
I guess. For now, you'll be wanting to get back into Night City.
Well, lucky for you. We happen to have a shipment of cargo heading out this evening. If you are a good little helper and assist me for the rest of the evening, I may just be so inclined as to let you help them out with their run. Sounds like a plan? It's a deal then. Well, you look pretty strong, so I think I will use you for some heavy lifting.
As you can see, I am a small and delicate woman. I need someone big and strong like you to take care of me.
You know, as long as you ignore the shop full of heavy equipment and the tool belt and the cybernetic arm that can crush someone's skull like a hydraulic press.
No, but seriously though, we are going to be lifting a lot of heavy junk. Head over to the shop across the way there and talk to the girl in the red jacket.
She will get you set up with what you should be doing to help out around here. Oh, and I wouldn't go around telling people you are haunted by the ghost of Johnny Silverhand. Knowing the people around here, someone might just be crazy enough to believe you. Alright, see you around.